everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. As always, I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
We back.
Hello.
It's been a long time.
Sorry for the 2 week delay.
Potholes are sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm. Potholes and parties and birthday parties and
bullshit.
Laundry
crack.
And.
Gotta mow the lawn.
You gotta do the dishes.
It's been a hell of a 2 weeks, I think, for all of us.
You gotta watch Alien 3. It takes you at least 3 weeks to watch that, right?
Yeah, it's 2 hours and 24 minutes long.
Yes, sir.
I didn't hate it, okay, to preface. But also, yeah. It wasn't like Aliens.
Not bad, but not bad.
Speaking of that, topic-based episode I brought up to y'all, this is definitely the black sheep of the franchise.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we might do a black sheep topic based episode where we pick an entry in the franchise and explain why we think it's the black sheep.
Perhaps.
Keep in mind, probably won't come until way
you
after.
You take
this.
Such a long one. Keep in mind.
It's taken me a minute to figure out what I want to say here.
Michelle?
Get my strap.
It might take a while, but hopefully we could do it because I think it'd be fun.
Get my strap.
All right. So we got 2 weeks worth of what the fuck we've been up to talk about.
I ain't done shit.
Smoking crack, I guess.
Crack.
Now, I've been busting my ass at work. We've just been getting harassed by this fucking customer, and I'm just like...
Did you tell him to shut the fuck up?
I can't.
No.
Shut up. I value my employment at this place.
I see.
So I can't.
Once
I reach that point where I don't value employment, perhaps.
Bailey just picks up the phone, just hello, and the person's just screaming at him the whole time. He's just nodding his head.
You know what's worse? I'd rather have that than the email correspondence.
Oh, dude. Passive aggressive.
Per my last email, excuse me.
Yeah, that passive aggressive shit you get in emails, yeah. I hate that shit.
You just get spam mail and there's a dick pic in one of them. You're like, what the fuck?
I get those two where he's like, this is my second request for this.
You know what's funny? I'm the one that has to send those because when I send off for a profit share, so we split how much we're getting. I'll be like, this is my fifth request, and I'll CC my head of station in, and she'll be like, where is it? Give it,
ma'am.
Now.
It's been 12 hours.
Nah, it'll be a week. I usually give it 3 or 4 days, and I'll send one every day. This is my third request. This is my fifth request. Give me the fucking invoice.
Sends a picture of a gadget. I'm no longer asking.
I am no longer asking.
But yeah, aside from working, I watched quite a few movies.
I watched
over the last
Zero.
Couple of weeks. I watched
Zero.
I watched Cherry Falls from 2000. Y'all ever heard of that?
No. I've heard of it. I haven't seen
Brittany
it yet.
Murphy. It's kind of a shitty slasher movie.
Yeah, she looks like a crackhead, and I looked it up.
There's some weird shit in
She's
that
playing
movie.
Herself in this movie, because she was also a crackhead. R.I.P., though.
I don't know.
Brittany Murphy was on drugs, yeah. She had a huge, I think she did pills, not crack.
Yeah, it was something like that.
She had a huge drug problem.
It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, because she was a good actress.
I watched.
She died pretty young,
makes
I think.
Something.
Yeah.
I watched Valentine from 2001.
That's a good movie.
That is really good,
it's
actually.
It's got Sheriff Judy.
It's got Booth and Angel, the guy who plays those guys in it.
Fuck, I know
his
name.
He's got a really weird
David
last name.
David Bernanz or something.
He's got a really weird last
name. Boriannas or something like
that. Bolognese.
I just call him Angel because that's what I watched when I was younger.
Listen, Angel's not as good as Buffy, but I do like Bones.
I just like Angel's theme song.
Yeah,
that
Angel's got a bop.
I need to dive
song.
Back into Buffy. I've been watching The Sopranos.
I think they're
that's
both
like
on
one
Hulu.
Of the, that's the best thing I had done within the last 2 years was rewatch Buffy.
It just takes so long.
I think Buffy and Angel's on Hulu.
I will say this, though. The ending of Buffy is not that great.
Listen, is Charmed connected to Buffy?
I don't think so.
I think it's produced by the same studio.
It's similar, but I fucked with
Charmed.
Yeah, it was
Charmed
great.
Was the
I
shit.
I watched that when I was a kid, before I'd get on the school bus.
Oh, yeah. It was either that or Buffy or Angel in the morning before I got on.
Yeah, it's good shit. I watched Graveyard Shift.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
That movie's really good.
That movie is good. What'd you think?
It's really good.
It
got big bat.
Big bat.
It's got a big, nasty mucus bat.
He needs a tissue, bro.
It's got Brad Dourif in a very fun,
To see the bat.
Small role.
Ah, yes. Brad Dourif is the bat.
It's just Brad Dourif's head.
The practical effects in that movie are good, too.
Is it a young Brad Dourif?
No, this was like around time Child's Play 2 came out.
These motherfuckers don't have mice. They have rats.
So I guess you could say it's a younger Brad Dourif, but he's middle-aged.
Yeah, because like Child's Play 2 was what, like 80? 90?
Yeah. They came out the same, like Graveyard Shift and Child's Play 2 came out the
same
year.
Oh, yeah,
because
Child's Play 1 was 89.
Yeah.
88.
Or 88. Close. Still, close
yeah,
enough.
It's close enough.
Into the 80s.
I know my child's
play. No, it's 1980. All right,
listen, no, you're the one that said you've been forgetting shit, so I can't trust you.
I remember
I don't trust you.
Shit that I like, okay?
I don't even like you.
Shit. Can't argue with that.
I remember shit I like. I don't remember other things that I don't like with work. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to do that, wasn't
Brandon's
I?
Brandon's work here for going on like 6 years. How you work this machine?
How do this?
How do? What
it,
this?
It don't go down.
It do go down.
It do go down.
There's some other shit that I watched. I just can't fucking remember. Those are like the big... Well, there is one thing that we all watch that we kind of have to talk about.
New TCM.
Yeah. I'm sure people probably want to know what we think.
I'll
go first. Like,
yeah.
I thought it was like a dumb good movie.
Yeah, it was
it
dumb.
It was fun.
But it was, sure. It was enjoyable. I just thought... So, listen. My... I like inclusion. I like when everybody's at the table.
Yeah.
But it's like they spent... time in the writer's room with a dartboard. It's like, all right, list of inclusions. And they just put it all around the dartboard and was throwing, seeing what stuck.
Yeah.
And like with Gen Z, especially now that we're getting into like more Gen Z mainstream horror, I dare say I don't like it.
You can do that kind of horror, but you don't have to lay it on as thick as this movie.
I thought it was kind of tacky, the fact that they may had to make a school shooting survivor a relevancy in this movie. And I'm like, that's...
Well,
a little exploitative
I don't
to me.
Think I yeah. don't think that like the Gen Z social commentary fits a Texas Chainsaw
it doesn't.
Movie.
It just doesn't. But literally, you know? Like, okay, so we went and saw Scream together.
It'd probably fit for
this
like
this is what Scream was about.
Yeah, it'd probably fit a Scream. Like those themes would probably fit Scream, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, and something else.
It's,
you know,
it just it like mashed together like four different franchises. Leatherface is acting like a Jason now. Like, he's alone. There's no family. It's just him.
He's like this, like you said, Jason. He's like this avenging son character.
Yeah, and it's just like, he's making traps for people.
Yeah.
It's...
I will say this, though.
I don't know. It's
between him, if Leatherface and the kills weren't so good, this movie wouldn't have a pot to piss
in. The rest of the
me.
Plot was stupid. Like, oh, we don't have the deed for this house. This old lady fucking died. It's my fault.
Leatherface is like, yes, it is your fault.
Yes, it is.
He's like, we paid the rent, motherfucker.
I paid my rent.
I paid the bill.
We paid the rent, motherfucker.
That, like, she's like, don't go in my room. And all of a sudden, she keeps his chainsaw from like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why was that in the wall?
I don't know. Because
he hung up his apron.
Listen, you may not like dead meat as much as, I mean, I don't love them, but I tolerate them. I think their opinions on some horror topics is great. They made the point of this yesterday when I was watching their review. You know when Leatherface is hitting the wall and breaking that shit open and they're doing the Shining shot?
Yeah.
Are you tired of that too?
I
am so tired of horror directors being like, hey, remember that one scene in The Shining where they're going back and forth? Let's do that again.
You could say that
I'm so over
similar tropes like that with a lot of older movies. That's the kind of the thing with newer modern horror is, they did this stuff way back then.
It's like
we have to do it now.
I'm not saying everything's been done, but we're getting in this rut of we're recycling over and over and over again.
I mean,
I'm tired.
But essentially, most of everything has been done.
Yep.
Fair. Like. Most of the modern shit we're getting now is just like copy paste of things we've had.
I guess
very few horror movies today are original, so to say.
I think what like today's horror is mostly trying to do that aren't like a part of like a slasher or a big franchise. Like, you get like the Hereditary type movies where it's like slow burns and elevated horror and all that.
Great. Jordan Peele.
I mean, those are two big names.
And Robert Eggers.
Mike Flanagan.
They've been the most freshest things in horror. And I think Ty West is about to join that list with X.
Speaking of,
I'm excited for that.
That comes out the 18th or the 21st.
I'd throw Mike Flanagan in that list, though, too.
For sure.
Speaking of Mike Flanagan, I also watched Gerald's Game. That one was fucking good.
Yeah, Gerald's Game is awesome.
I still need to check out. I have the book, too. I need to find a bigger copy of it because I have like one of those shitty mass market paperbacks.
Yeah,
where the text is too small and it hurts my eyes.
If you want to borrow my hardcover, I have a hardcover.
I probably will eventually.
Yeah, it is really, really
good. I hear the
good.
Movie's like real good.
I think
it's on Netflix, so you can all go watch it.
I think people probably will find this controversial. I think that's the best Stephen King adapted movie ever.
It's up there.
I think
for
it
sure.
Is.
Nah, Maximum Overdrive for sure.
Oh yes, the cocaine
from the
era.
Man himself.
You know? Wait, cocaine. Was that a book first?
It was like a short story.
It was in one of his compilations.
I thought it
books.
Was just a movie he just came up with and was like, "Yeah, I'm
no,
gonna direct."
It's a short story. I even love the trailer to that. Where it was like, "Where if you want something done right, you do it yourself." Mm-hmm. He's all fucking strung out on
they
coke.
Put the
and
Green Goblin's face on the fucking truck.
Yeah,
and he became the mascot of
which,
that movie.
I mean, obviously that's a jab at. What's his name? Director of The Shining. What's the guy's name?
Stanley
in director?
Kubrick.
Yeah.
The Stephen King story that Maximum Overdrive was based on was called Trucks.
Yeah.
Truck.
Yeah, you turn, right. You die.
Graveyard Shift is also based off of a short story called, I think it's called The Graveyard Shift, but he wrote this book called The Night Shift, and it has like a bunch of short stories in it.
Yeah.
That's where The Graveyard Shift
A lot of King's movies are actually just adaptations of his short stories. Yeah. Like Stand By Me is a short story. Yeah.
I'm thinking of Clive Barker.
Candyman
ain't real.
I was about to say Candyman. That was like the Midnight or the Meat Train or whatever it's
midnight
called.
Meat train.
Yeah, Midnight Meat Train.
Yep.
We talked about. TCM, you know, I'd probably if we had
I need to watch TCM.
If we had to rate it, I'd probably give it a 6 out of 10, just because of like Leatherface.
I
and
also
the kills.
Think if TCM 22 was released theatrically, it would have bombed. There's no
way. Yeah.
But like
done
my
well.
Thing is with it is like my expectations were low, so I wasn't like disappointed. You
my
know?
Expectations have been low since they fired a director. Like.
I went into it with like, okay, like I know the characters are going to suck, but I'm here for Leatherface.
I just pictured like, you know, the meme format where it's like the wimpy guy and then the buff guy. It's like Fede Alvarez producing, a little wimpy guy.
Yeah.
Fede Alvarez directing. He's just this buff fucking monster.
Let me just say this real quick, all right? And try not to interrupt me, okay?
No.
So there was like a bunch of people
Impossible.
On Twitter. There's like, so... On Twitter, it was like cutthroat. Like people were very divided on TCM 2022, and they were like, "Oh my God, how could you hate Halloween Kills but have somewhat of a respecting for this movie?" And I was like, "Because my expectations were low. That's why."
Ah, yes.
I went into Halloween Kills.
The Halloween Kills isn't like. Shit tier, as shit tier as people
it's
say it
shit-tier,
is.
It's not shit tier, it's middle tier.
Riley likes TCM 22 more than Halloween Kills.
I do too.
If you listen to his Make Every Death Count episode on it.
I like TCM 2022 better than Halloween Kills. And the reason why is because I had high expectations for Halloween
That's
Kills,
fair.
And it just ended up being a mid tier movie.
Subpar.
It was mid. It was mid, bro. Mid.
I don't know if I could pick between those, though. Because I feel like they both, like, For one thing, people who get pissed off over Halloween Kills, it's the middle movie in a trilogy.
I haven't seen Halloween
it's
Kills.
It's a filler movie.
It's a filler movie.
Since we went and saw it. And I haven't seen TCM since I watched it that first time. I need to watch both of them again to really make that
though,
point.
How I feel about the ending of Halloween Kills, everybody knows I was not a big fan of the ending.
It was just a
But it does deliver.
As to why there needs to be another one.
It does deliver on the title, Kills. Michael goes off.
That's the thing you could say about both of these.
Yeah, and I was going to say, that's where I was going, is that Leatherface fucking goes off in this movie. And it's an actual chainsaw massacre, man. If you can't appreciate it for at least that,
I got a couple
for
more
delivering that, then negatives. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
so, like, again, you know, there's no family in this. Like, Leatherface in the original is like...
Unless you count his, like, foster mom.
No offense.
But
Leatherface in the original is just like supporting character. All the rest of the family is what's actually doing the damage.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's his supporting cast.
Well, I mean, it's all of them together.
Leatherface is like the nicest one. He's just trying to defend his home. Yeah, like, you know,
y'all broke into his house.
Because y'all got, you know, the hitchhiker, Leatherface, you know, you got Nubbins. Grandpa and Nubbins, you know.
The
like
cook. It's like Chelsea from Dead Meat says all the time, Leatherface did nothing wrong. He just defended his house.
He did what he thought was right. Okay? Yeah. It's just what he thought was right was eating people.
Yes.
I mean, but he also, did eat people. He took it a step too far. But
the next thing I was going to say is, I forgot.
He killed people in self-defense.
Yep.
Kind of.
I don't remember.
He said, hoobity shoobity, get off my property.
What did I watch? I finished the book of Boba Fett without realizing it. I thought I had more episodes.
But it
was good. I'd rate that. You know, that was mid-tier. It was like a 6.
See, I heard it was fucking phenomenal.
The middle was, the ending.
Like, a lot of people were like, yeah, the Mandalorian came along and took things over, I guess, and made
it
less about
Boba Fett.
Yeah, it
was like Mandalorian season 2.5.
Yeah.
Like,
which a lot of people were upset about. They were like, how are you going to give Boba Fett his own shit and then just make him seem like the co-star?
I'm ready for Kenobi in May. Kenobi comes out in May.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
I hope if they do a season 2 of the Book of Boba Fett, actually, I hope it's more about Boba Fett. I did enjoy like the first few episodes where you kind of learn like what Boba like between fucking what Return of the Jedi and you know that in between space that they're all in. Like you learn like what Boba's been doing. That stuff,
wizard.
That stuff's cool.
So is this Jon Favreau too?
He produced it.
He produced it.
Like the Mandalorian.
Robert Rodriguez directed a lot of the Book of Boba Fett.
He did really good.
We have Favreau or Favreau?
Favreau.
Like, we have him to thank for, like, the new resurgence of Star Wars, because I'm sorry, but, like, the new trilogy of movies weren't that good, in my opinion.
That's been debated for years.
The Force Awakens started out good. I like The Force Awakens.
Yeah, that was fine. It's just everything.
You mean A New Hope, Part 2?
Yes. Then you get fucking
Last Jedi. Everything goes wrong.
And Rise of Skywalker, and you just...
You know,
I still
haven't seen The Last Jedi. I've seen The Rise of Skywalker because we saw that together.
Ray's like, I am all the Jedi. I was like, no the fuck you ain't. You just picked up a lightsaber yesterday.
Just sit the fuck down.
I did like, you know, I will say this. Like, when she's like using the Force and you could hear all the Jedi's talking to her, I was like, ooh, like fucking Samuel L. Jackson.
Nah, Mace Windu. Say goodnight, motherfucker.
Yeah, Mace Windu's like, get up, motherfucker.
Get your ass up.
I'm tired of playing with your ass, okay?
Mace Windu, go the fuck to sleep.
He's like, do us all a favor and just die.
Let's see, I started watching The Sopranos again. I'm almost done with season 3, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right after he comes back from Italy. It might be season 2.
I think it's season 2.
Yeah, they're almost up to season 2. That guy, so it's the poker game episode that I just finished where the dude's in debt. Fury was like, hey, no.
Hey.
Yeah, like, I actually talked about this to Zach because I've been wanting to rewatch Sopranos. Like, Sopranos is like, it was like the precursor to Walking Dead when you think of like...
Or Breaking Bad.
How are those things
coming? Or not Walking Dead, I meant Breaking Bad, sorry.
I think that's what you meant, but yeah. I got you.
So you got like this character that you're starting out and you're kind of getting a feel for. You're like, I feel bad for this.
Dude,
I'm
ready for shit to pop off because like everything's just so slow right now.
Basically, what I'm trying to say here is like the main character gets worse and worse as the show goes on. And he's
worse is in a good way or worse is in it shit?
No,
like you kind of...
You're not supposed to like the guy after a while.
He's a fucking mobster he's a sociopath.
Well, have you seen all of Breaking Bad yet?
I have like 2 seasons. I stopped watching. God damn it. I need to finish. Yes. I know that Walter White goes on like a path of destruction and shit. Like,
yeah, he becomes a very unlikable person by like season 4.
Is it like he's the one who knocks? Like that's like his turning point.
Season 3 or 4 is like when he really fucking goes off.
I need to sit down and like rewatch what I've already seen and then finish because that just...
Well, that'll take you another 3 years.
Shut the fuck up.
And people give like Skyler, like his wife on that show, so much shit for being the most unlikable
character. She's so annoying to me.
She is annoying, but like, god damn it, like all the worst thing that she did was cheat on him.
Yeah, she fucked her fucking boss.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
But he's out here fucking blowing people up with crystal meth and killing people, guns, and his fucking, what's his car?
Watching fucking,
yeah, no, not
or the RV.
Yeah, the where SUV
he has the fucking
thing.
LNG in the fucking trunk.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what?
He watches Jesse's girlfriend choke to death on her own vomit.
I did see that. That pissed me off.
That was fucked up.
Like, on one hand, you're like, yeah, he just doesn't want fucking Jesse to be a heroin addict, but come on, you know.
Character development. Yeah.
Send them both to rehab or something. Yeah. I don't know.
That's some crazy shit.
Send them both to DDP yoga. They'll get fucking fixed DDP up real good yoga. There.
I watched the Blues Brothers last night for the first time in years.
It's a good
first
one.
First time?
Nah, years.
Oh,
that's a good
dude, one. I used to watch. I had a VHS copy of that movie that I got at Goodwill. I wore that bitch out in high
school. That's the movie that made it to where John Landis can make American Werewolf.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. That but, and Animal House.
Animal House is another one of my favorites.
Yep. See, John Landis did some good shit. He's just a shit-tier human being.
Is he the one that killed those two kids?
He killed two kids and Jennifer Jason Leigh's dad.
Hey, you know there's a video of that online?
Yep.
You don't see the heads fly off, but you see the crash.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I think I sent it to you.
It's became like...
Yeah, there's like a link from like years ago. You can watch the behind-the-scenes footage of that fucking crash. And it's
fucked up.
It's fucked up.
There's like weird people out there that try to like find shit, like documented deaths.
Yeah, I know. I was on Reddit for a whole month.
They tried to find like tapes of that shit and upload it on YouTube.
I've had nightmares,
and
my friend.
Well, being on Reddit?
Yeah. From like all the dedicated gore websites and like cartel murders.
I could have told you that.
You just don't fuck with Reddit, man. Yeah. Reddit's a terrible
place. I was radicalized, okay?
The only place that's worse than Reddit is probably Twitter.
4chan.
4chan, Twitter, Reddit.
8chan.
Those are the worst websites on the fucking planet of the earth.
The Final Girl Support Group, that book I've been reading. Holy shit. I was reading it more when I was at the laundromat today.
Yeah.
Dude, it's popping the fuck off.
Wow.
Y'all should read that. It's such a good book. And like, and wow. I just realized there's more character names. Like, there's a Russell Thorne in there.
Hmm. Wow.
He's not the driller killer, Mike, but he is mentioned.
Russ Thorne. Yeah.
But there's a Russell Thorne in that book. And I was like, hey, and there's a Harry Warden.
You know.
Not a killer, but he's in the book.
Did y'all see the that Sci-Fi like rebooted?
Yes. And I heard it's ass.
What's they it rebooted called? What?
Slumber Party Massacre.
I've heard it's good.
Really?
I've heard it's really good.
Amazon's, I know you
for
did
a
last
sci-fi
summer,
original?
Was already canceled.
Yeah. Well, was it a show or was it a movie?
The I Know What You Did Last Summer?
No,
it was
the
a teen drama.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Slumber Party.
I believe
still.
Slumber Party Massacre was also a teen drama.
Yeah, like I heard it was actually pretty fucking good.
You tired, bitch?
A little bit.
But,
what? Why, yeah!
I want to watch that because I think it's on Peacock because sci-fi's owned by, NBC.
Yep.
NBC. Yeah.
That's
maybe
why
we can
check
it out. Sometime.
That's why we could watch
probably check that out.
Chucky on there.
Chunky.
That's about all I've been doing. I've been playing a game I downloaded years ago called Vigor, and it's like Hunt Showdown, but you get an airdrop. So you go into the map, you get an airdrop, you loot around and shit. You can make traps for people. You can like take a car alarm and put it in a car.
This is like Hunger Games.
To loot it. Kind of.
I think I remember seeing something.
You go
about
in there
that.
And you can set that alarm so when someone opens it, you can just pop it. That's how I got killed this morning. I did two raids. The first raid, I made out like a bandit. Second raid, I go in with better gear, and I got fucked. And I didn't have enough money to buy insurance.
I don't have
loadout.
Any money.
So a dude. So I killed a guy.
Yeah.
His partner ran away. I lit up the partner. I couldn't find him. Partner put a car alarm trap in a car right outside because I was trying to open the safe.
Yeah.
And I set it off. And I run into this house, and he's just sitting there waiting for him like, you fuck. And
he's hi, how are you?
And I lit him up, but he got me first. I was mad.
I'll probably check a few videos out on it, and if it spikes my interest, I'll download it.
It's a looter shooter.
It's a Hubert.
All right, we're 24 minutes in. Let's talk about what Zach watched.
We had to go on like a big spiel because
it's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks.
We had to catch up.
We've done some shit.
What'd you watch, boy?
I haven't really watched much of anything.
Zach said the back of my eyelids.
Barely. I haven't been sleeping very well.
He's like, I watched strobe lights at the nightclub the other night.
Yeah. My hearing's still coming back from that.
Yeah, it was pretty loud.
I watched, been watching Dexter, been watching The Sopranos. I think I'm also on season 5 of The Sopranos.
Yeah.
And
I will say this. I remember like the last...
No, I'm still going.
I remember like the last season of The Sopranos kind of being eh.
I hear people say...
The Sopranos was so bad they had to do 2 season 6s.
Yeah, I hear it's like...
It's eh.
It pisses you off.
Like, I think like the middle...
Yeah, they ended it and everyone was so mad at the original ending they started shooting again and made a second half of
season 6. I think season 3 through 5 is really good.
Okay. Don't spoil it for me. Is there, like, a mob war at some point? Because that's what the fuck I'm waiting for. I just want shit to pop off. I want bodies to fucking drop.
It's on the rise.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, you get, like, big shit going on.
I just want action. Especially, I'm tired of this Tony going to therapy and be like, fuck you, season, and then going home. Fuck you.
Season 5 gets really sad.
I think it's really good. I'm
intrigued by it. It's just like, I want more bodies.
Or is it season 6?
Just what I thought it was.
Pull me back in.
I won't spoil who dies.
Please don't.
There's a person in one of the last seasons who dies, and you're just like...
Well, I was talking to my grandpa the other day, because he's a huge Sopranos fan. He, you know, still he has it all on DVD, and he watches it occasionally. Stella was like, I don't like Christopher. And he goes, you don't? He goes, keep an eye on him. You might like him after a while.
Christopher's my favorite.
I'm like,
Christopher was my favorite.
I just think Christopher in the first 2 seasons is real fucking annoying.
Yeah. Christopher, Polly, Silvio. Silvio, I think, is my favorite character.
Hey, Christopher.
I'm having a hard time remembering everybody's names.
Polly's cool, too. What's the guy who's like, just what's his name?
That's Silvio.
Silvio's fucking...
Is he the just-what-I-thought-I-was-out guy?
He says the same shit in like every fucking episode.
He kind of looks like Al Pacino.
He does. He looks like Al Pacino if he was aged like 30 years.
I'm interested in what's going on with like Uncle Junior and his mom.
Uncle Junior is also a pretty cool character.
Like he's
like Junior.
Tony just found out he had another uncle that was a little slow, as they say. He's like, what?
Yeah,
Junior's fucking cool.
Yeah. I watched a movie on Shudder called The Headhunter.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
That movie is fucking phenomenal until the end.
That's a Shudder original, isn't it?
It's an exclusive.
See, I heard a lot of people saying it was really good.
That movie, it is. It's
Isn't
a great
that about
movie.
Native Americans?
No,
there's
it's
a movie
more
out there
of like a medieval.
Specifically about Native Americans. I'm trying to
more like a medieval setting, like knights and stuff.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That movie's fucking phenomenal until the very end. The ending of that movie fucking pisses me off.
Just disappointing.
It's just like, it just makes you want to throw your hands up in the air.
Like, is it like a what the fuck type?
Yeah, like you just like what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
This was me at the end of the fucking
Does it
movie.
End really? Abruptly or something?
No, it doesn't end abruptly. It's just like you go through the whole fucking movie and you're just like, okay, this guy's on a mission. He's got this whole quest thing.
And then he fucking dies.
And then like you just get to the end and you're just like, that's how it fucking ends?
Yeah.
Really? Like it I don't know. Like I enjoyed it still. It's just the ending that pissed me off.
Yeah. That's kind of how I felt about that Censor movie. Like, the movie was fine. It's just,
the movie's only, like, an hour, I think, 10 minutes long.
Yeah, like, the movie Censor was fine. It's just the ending was kind of
There's a
stupid.
Horror movie I've been wanting to check out for a long time. It's called Porno.
I hear that's good.
That's on Shudder, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Shudder is putting a bunch of shit on there this month, so I'll definitely be watching.
A guy I work with, after this episode, he doesn't work with us anymore. But he was telling me, like, he's kind of a big horror fan. He was telling me about some movies I need to watch. Mm-hmm. There's a movie called Contracted. I guess it's like a body horror zombie movie. I was like, I need to check that out.
Y'all just need to get on Hulu and watch fucking Possessor.
Yeah.
So that we could talk about it.
At some point.
I'm
not a body horror person. I think that shit, that
like
stuff just grosses
horror.
Me out.
I like
it. If it's done right.
I think it makes me feel icky.
It's supposed to.
Yeah, like if there's
I don't like feeling icky. Okay?
I don't like being icky.
If Cronenberg, and I mean both, you know, old and new Cronenberg.
Yeah.
If their names are on it, it's worth checking out.
David Cronenberg himself is just a whole different animal.
Yeah, the guy was telling me about a movie called Contracted that I want to check out. That seems pretty cool. I told him, have you guys ever seen May?
No.
That, man, you guys should check that out.
Is it on Shudder?
I don't know where you can watch it.
I need to buy
it,
another Roku stick because my mom, I gave her mine for her room because I have a, my PlayStation. I need to buy another one of those because I can't get it on PlayStation right now.
Like, I can give you all kind of a brief summary of May. This chick.
What's her name, May?
Her name is May. She has a bad childhood and she's raised like away from people. So she's kind of isolated. So she doesn't understand social cues.
Ah, yes.
Then she like gets out into the real world. Y'all need to check that out. That's a fucked up movie. It's a sad, fucked up movie. So I recommend that.
It's 10 Cloverfield Lane.
They're putting that fucking Martyrs movie on.
Dude,
the original French one.
Yeah, I need to watch that. Because that's been on my list
Martyrs
for a long time.
Up. I've been wanting to watch Martyrs and Funny Games because those are the two most fucked up movies someone could probably watch other than like.
I've heard it's pretty graphic.
Film, yeah.
I'm never gonna. I want to see those both one time and never fucking touch them again.
Yeah, I haven't seen Serbian film. That's probably what I'm gonna stay away from as long as I can.
My sister dated a guy who owned both of those on like Blu-ray. And I'm like, run. Don't fucking stay.
The only other thing I watched was I rewatched Let the Right One In.
The Swedish one or the
The Swedish. Dude, I love that movie.
I haven't seen the original, but I've seen the American remake, Let Me In, because that's like shot for shot.
Yeah.
It's the same movie, just remade.
Yeah. I know a lot of, for whatever reason, people don't like the American remake. I think it's fine.
The Chloe Grace Moretz did great.
Chloe Grace.
I think it's fine.
Did great.
I think it's just fine.
That kid went on to play Nightcrawler in the newer X-Men movies. Yeah.
But
that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was kind of a welcome rewatch was Let the Right One In. Yeah. I hadn't seen it in a few years. And
we're very close to get Brandon to watching The Boys.
Oh, yeah.
I am anyway. We were talking about it last night. Because the guy that plays Homelander got arrested for assaulting somebody.
Ooh. He's a menace in real life.
Yep. Yeah,
that's what Brandon told me. But
I hope it wasn't like a woman. Did he assault
a chef. I don't know. They just said chef.
Okay.
I hope not.
But
hopefully, like if you gotta assault somebody, hopefully it's at least
listen,
for a good
you can come
reason.
Back from assaulting a man, but if you assault a woman, your fucking career should
well, like if it was like for a good reason, like if the chef put his hands on him first or something.
Oh, I don't know.
But then it
I thought you were going to say if she was a woman, I was like, hey, yo.
Stop. But like, I don't know. Then it wouldn't be considered assault. It would be self-defense, though, you know. So he had
the headline I saw was assault.
Maybe he was drunk or something like that. I don't know.
I hope Amazon doesn't fire him because what they're doing with Homelander right now is really good.
Yeah. Really, the only other thing I've done has been playing zombies.
Working.
I made it halfway through the Origins Easter egg. I didn't die. I just had to get off.
By yourself?
By myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
I ain't going to lie. I'm not a big fan of Origins.
That map is made for the Easter egg.
I have a love-hate relationship with zombies, as you all well know.
Yeah.
I'm
just not having fun.
I'm not. Dude, when you're fucking... Okay, listen.
You're just not good,
the
okay?
The new zombies, like the Cold War zombies, I'm fine at. World War II, I'm okay at now. Black Ops 3 Zombie Chronicles DLC, I suck donkey dick at. Okay, I went down 17 times once.
Because you're not good?
Because I'm not good at the fucking Zombie Chronicles. I'm tired of these fucking Easter eggs, okay?
Goose is even peeking from behind the fridge. He's like, you're not good, kid.
Real shit?
All right. She's like, I can get to round 50 by myself.
I was
like,
all by yourself?
When I played Dryzen Drak for the first time with Zach,
I'm good at that one.
I wasn't sure if I was going to like it because it was also an Easter egg heavy map.
Dryzen Drak's on the scale of Easter egg like difficulty. That one's... It's tedious, it's long, but it's fairly simple.
Well, now that I know how to do a bow by myself, it's actually a lot of fun.
The only problem with Origins is there's no real place to train.
You can get stepped on.
Mm-hmm.
You can get stepped on. There's nowhere to fucking train. The Panzers suck dick in that game.
The thing about the Panzers, though, is you have to have a staff built by round 8. Because, I mean, once you have a staff, you fucking melt them.
Or else they will absolutely fuck you in the mouth.
Because, I mean, if you have you get a staff built, doesn't matter which one, it fucks. Yeah. It fucking kills the Panzer like in two shots.
They will beat the shit out of your dick.
So, you guys ready to move into Alien Cube?
Let's do this, brothers.
All right. So, This movie's 2 hours and 24 minutes long, so I would rather not.
I thought it was just 2 hours.
No, 2 hours and 24 minutes.
Depends about what cut you watch.
Yeah, I must
I watched the special edition.
I had to watch.
You watched the producer's cut?
Mm-hmm. I had to watch the 2 hour one on YouTube.
Which, not as good as the director's cut of Aliens. I mean.
No.
So, to preface, again, everyone's fucking dead.
Yeah, everybody fucking
everybody
dies.
That survived at the end of Aliens, gone.
They're dead.
And from what I hear, Newt was actually supposed to take over.
That yeah, was
like,
she was.
That was like a, leaked thing. Like, they wanted to sort of have her and Ripley do...
Well,
like,
by the time Alien 3 came out, Sigourney Weaver was hot shit.
Yeah, yeah, she was a big deal.
Well, they wanted her and her and Ripley to do one more movie together, and then Ripley was gonna die, and it was gonna have Newt as like
which
the
I
new
think
star of the
been
franchise.
Better.
Yeah,
probably
better than what we had.
Yeah, they kind of fucked us on that because she just drowns in this movie,
straight up, which is
yeah,
so sad.
Just, yeah, it makes me real sad when they do the autopsy,
oh,
man.
Dude,
that fucking breaks my heart.
I guess they must have just not thought. They must have thought that maybe Newt wouldn't have been like a good choice to like get money off of for the franchise
maybe
or
they
whatever.
Couldn't get the actress back or something. Yeah,
but still, I mean, they could have done more than just kill off all the likable characters. As soon
I think
as
it's what happened with
Hicks died.
I think it's what happened with Michael Biehn. I think he was doing something else.
Yeah.
Michael Biehn was hot shit too.
Yeah. Like
probably Tombstone.
Probably.
Yep. Probably. I think those came out around the same time.
93 was a Tombstone.
It's actually kind of funny, like. The split in like Alien media when this movie comes out, because Alien 3 was like this chasm of the fucking franchise, like it like splits apart all like the big major like Alien media, because like the direction they go with this movie, you know, they got the, you know, Ripley's the lone wolf thing. But comic book wise, they did something completely different, and so like Hicks and Newt kind of take over the scene in the comics. It's kind of interesting.
I did like, you know, we're kind of jumping back and forth, but I did kind of like the Bishop. I wish he was in this movie more.
Yeah.
Well, the OG, you know, the real Bishop's there too.
Yeah, like the,
which,
the,
like,
the real
blew
shit.
My fucking mind. I was like, hey, yo.
Yeah,
he
like
gets
he's
his
the
fucking ear whacked off. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly looking.
Although Android Bishop still kicking. He's all like blistered and shit. He's got a big like
he's got,
bubble.
Yeah,
that was some good practical.
His fucking eyeballs poking out of his head.
Some good practical animatronics work there.
Yeah, though. I just like how Bishop's just like, can you just unplug me?
Yeah, can you kill me?
I like how he's so polite. He's like, can you please just unplug me?
Yeah.
Like,
so, yeah. The gist of it is Ripley's pod from Aliens kind of, they unfreeze, right? The stasis is interrupted because they are.
There's a, when they're on the Sulaco, there's an electrical fire and it causes their chunk of the ship to get, evacuated, so it gets ejected from the Sulaco.
But there's also an egg on there.
Yeah.
The queen alien was like,
so the...
Before she died.
Because of the electrical fire, the Sulaco jettisons them away and sends them off course. And they end up on the prison planet.
Which sucks, too, because that egg, like, impregnated Newt.
It impregnated Ripley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she feels Newt's chest and like it bubbles too, doesn't it?
Well,
they do the autopsy and they see
that's why she calls for the autopsy.
Yeah, they see that she was actually drowned.
Yeah,
which is, you know, sad because she's like a fucking 10-year-old girl.
Yeah, she's 10.
Yeah.
Ripley's got a fucking egg in her.
Yeah, there were two eggs on there.
And then how did they say that Hicks died? He like fucking
just from the crash,
burned
like
to death
fucking
in re-entry.
Yeah, he burned to death in reentry.
Yeah, it's
still fucked up.
Which is sad.
I like Hicks.
I think Newt's is the most heartbreaking, though. Mm-hmm. Like, just the whole mother-daughter thing with her and Ripley is really sad.
I would have been interested, though, if they would have went with how they were trying to go with, like, having, like, Ripley do, like, the sacrifice and, like, dying and then having Newt carry on the franchise. Like, maybe they could have, like, skipped forward, like, 5 years so that Newt would, like, the actress would have been older, you know?
It would have been better than fucking Alien Resurrection.
Yeah. But, like, a lot of people say that this movie, like, between this and Resurrection, like, these two are the worst. I don't think it's that bad. It's definitely got, like, problems. I haven't seen this one since we we first moved up here, and I bought it on VHS from a garage sale.
A lot of it isn't even the director's fault. It's the fucking studio.
It's always
like, the studio. Right.
Fox is fucking just notorious for just ruining the like good movies. Mm-hmm. Like this movie, if it had no like studio interjection or whatever, man, like this movie would have been fucking phenomenal. It probably would have been as good as like Aliens or Alien.
So this is the first time I've seen Alien 3 when I watched it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Like I thought there were some story points that were weaker than others.
For sure.
I do like the fact that it's this prison planet where everyone's like trying to reform.
Yeah.
And then this woman crashes and they're like.
They're like, eh?
Yeah, because it's an all men's prison planet. Yeah. By the way, the, I don't know what you would call him, the warden or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the fucking, the bar guy from American Werewolf in London.
Yeah,
who
it
tells
is.
Like the fucking racist joke.
Yeah, there's also a Game of Thrones actor on there. He plays one of the higher like favorite
like,
Tywin Lannister. It's the guy that does the autopsy. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the dude, the doctor is fucking awesome.
I was real shook when he died. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's like her love interest. You can't kill him
is
right now.
Real shit?
Real shit?
I mean, speaking of that scene, that's probably one of the most iconic scenes from like the franchise as a whole, like where the alien's like right up on her face and she's like looking away.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, the alien's like, oh, you've been impregnated.
Yeah, the alien
I don't
like,
have to kill you.
Alien like sniffs her and is like, oh, real shit. And just goes back into the vent.
That's when she knows, too. She's like, oh,
so,
shit.
Did you guys watch the cut where the alien comes out of the ox or comes out of the dog?
The dog.
Okay.
Ox, isn't that the special edition?
I can't remember which is which. I think the producer's edition is
we're just going to have
is
to, like,
the dog.
We're just going to have to communicate and be like, all right, everybody watch this version of this movie.
I just think it's funny how there's, like, two different versions. Like, there's the studio version, and then there's the producer's cut.
I watched the one where the fucking, unfortunately, the Rottweiler got fucking...
BB.
Yeah, I was like, God damn it.
I wonder how they did the effects on his face, because, like, you can see where the facehugger had a hold of his face.
They probably... He was probably a good boy and just...
They put some prosthetics on him, and...
There's just treats on
like,
inside.
It's
just...
There's like a lot of those like
there's peanut butter in them.
Mm-hmm. I heard for Cujo, they had like multiple different dogs play Cujo, mm-hmm. and like the effects that they used, like the KY jelly and the blood and all that.
Yeah,
they made it to where it was edible, so it wasn't as hard to work with the dog.
Yeah,
because you know
that's why he's licking his chops the whole movie. He's like,
Like, Saint Bernards, though, man, them are some slobbering ass dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'd want one of
They're
those.
They're huge, too. Like, my boss had one
Biggins.
Before the current dog he has, and he said that dog got like 160 pounds.
They're good dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they're huge.
They're called like the nanny dogs, so they're good dogs, but they're just, they're just kind of nasty. You
they
know?
Do slobber a lot.
Yeah.
But they're BBs.
Yeah, they're still good, but, you know, I don't want them on me or anything.
I think this is the movie that kind of shows, like, whatever the xenomorph gets put into or whatever, he, like, takes attributes of the animal.
Yep.
I think this is, like, the first movie it shows that off.
The one.
Speaking of animals.
The PS2-looking ass one where it's like.
Yeah, when he's running on the fucking ceiling when they're in the tunnels or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, fucking PS2 graphics.
That's one of my biggest problems with this movie is, like, God, I just don't understand. Like, once the 90s came around, like, a lot of these big-budget movies were like, okay, we got to use CGI now.
Well, it was the big thing.
Yeah. And, like, I get it. Like, it probably looked good back then, but it just doesn't age well.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I really wish y'all would have just used all practical.
Yeah. So the plot pretty much goes, Ripley's impregnated by one of the eggs. She's real beat up about it.
Yeah, she's real fucking tore.
She also
about
committed
it.
To shaving her head too.
Yeah,
like they were going to.
We were actually shaved her head.
They were gonna make a bald cap for her.
And she's
originally.
Like, no, I got this.
Well, they
well,
did.
Like,
they did reshoots where she did have to wear a bald cap.
Yeah,
this was like way after
one.
They finished rapping. And they were like, "Okay, Sigourney, you never have to play Ripley ever again."
5 minutes later,
and then like months later, they're like, "Hey, Ripley, we have to have you reshoot some
scenes." Yeah, Sigourney. Yeah.
She was like, yep. "I'm
Ms.
not
Weaver?
Shaving my head again,
Miss Weaver."
Miss Weaver. Yes, I will go fuck myself after this phone call.
She was like, "I am fucking." She was like, "Yes, I'll play Ripley, but I get to beat the shit out of you when I come back."
She made money off of this, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's where most of the budget went.
So, yeah, she's impregnated. She's on a male-dominated prison planet.
Yeah.
She almost gets the rape.
Yeah. She almost catches the rape.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's a few characters.
It's very, that scene's real disturbing.
I love the African American prisoner who's just like, brothers need to learn a few more things or something.
He's
like
the priest or something.
Yeah, he's like the priest.
He was like, I am a rapist and killer of women. I was like, oh.
Yeah, because she's trying to be friendly with him. He's like, listen here. Yeah, that scene's really good. Yeah. I think a lot of the acting in this movie is pretty
it's
good.
Great. That's probably what holds this one above probably Covenant, or is Part 4 Covenant? Or
no, it was Resurrection.
What holds this one above that one, because the acting in that one was okay.
One thing I really enjoy about this movie is how it goes back to like it being very simple, like the original.
Yeah, there's like, one alien.
There's one alien, you know, it's, you know, technology isn't really a factor anymore. Yeah. Like, it's kind of almost primitive.
Like, they're waiting, the whole time they're waiting on, like, the rescue crew to come get Ripley, and so they're trying to, like, everybody's trying to bite their tongue and not act because there's, like, a woman.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, shit.
They also have, like, a lice problem, that's why everybody shaves their head.
Yeah. So she kind of becomes one of them. Guys. Yeah, she's one of the guys.
She hooks up with the doctor.
The
guy.
Doctor who, like, he seems so sophisticated, and then you find out that he's, like, a fucking serial killer, essentially. Like, he's given too much morphine to his patients, and, like...
He also became addicted to morphine, too, at one point, so that's why he has, like, a barcode. He's not a prisoner, but he was at one point, basically. Yeah.
He's like, I think I'll stay.
He served his sentence, and then he decided to stay, which all of them did. All of them kind of have decided to stay on the planet and be, like, a colony, essentially.
Yeah. But, so, come to find out, there's another alien egg, and it bursts...
The runner?
Yeah, it bursts the runner, and he...
Yeah, he's the PS2 graphics alien. Yeah,
and so it actually, dude, the fucking like growth rate of these things.
Yeah, man. I mean,
astronomical.
That one guy that's in the vent that finds it in the vent and gets fucked up. Yeah, that's pretty.
Like when they find him in the vent and he's just like down there in like the fetal position. Mm-hmm. I thought that looked really cool.
Yeah. Well, then you get a lot of this like religious talk. Essentially, like it's the great dragon and whatever.
Dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
which I think that's kind of cool.
The one guy who was scared stupid, he was like, it's a dragon.
Yeah. They're like strapping him to the bed, his teeth all rotted out and shit. And
yeah. So they hatch a plan to get it. And, you know, it takes like, it keeps getting thwarted over and over.
Yeah.
They're still waiting for this rescue ship.
They cover him in lead and molted lead.
Well, originally what they're going to do is like lock him in the safe.
Yeah, and it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work. Cause he's like, I'm too smart for that, bitch.
Yeah, I can spit acid.
He's like... Poof.
So they hatch this huge... This is toward the end of the movie, too. Like, this is the big scheme. This is the plan. So the planet, I think they run a lead...
It's a refinery.
Yeah, they melt down lead and they make shit out of it.
Yeah.
And so the plan is to lock it in the refinery and pour lead all over it and encase it in lead. Well, Ripley is the bait, obviously.
Yeah.
And so at some point she's like, nah, I'm going to take myself with it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, wait, huh? What?
What? Well, because come to find out, big surprise, she's impregnated with not just any alien. It's a queen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and like,
she said, motherfucker.
Also, the rescue team that are coming to get her, they want the alien alive.
Yeah, they want to take it out of
this
her.
This is like the beginning of like
she's
the beginning of like the... corporation aspect of the franchise
Weyland-Yutani keeps becoming a bigger and bigger presence throughout these movies,
which like the big surprise, the big shock of this movie is that fucking Weyland is Bishop and you're just kind of like
they modeled one of the droids
androids after Bishop
to look like fucking and his
after
name
Weyland.
Is his name is Weyland, which is nuts. So. You're just kind of like
because you first see him, she's like, Bishop. He's like, no.
No.
I'm the model.
I'm the big dog. He's like, now listen, you just come with me, and we'll take care of you. And Ripley's like,
I think the fuck not, you trick-ass bitch.
Yeah, and Ripley says, I think the fuck not.
And then she dived into fucking...
Yeah, she like
fucking... She like Terminators herself.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah. And Bishop, Wayland's like, no!
So she comes back in Resurrection.
Yeah, she fucking...
She comes back in Resurrection, but she's a clone of Ripley.
Yeah.
She plays
spoiler
a clone.
Alert. I already knew that.
Which you see that.
But
at
is
the
it
end
so?
Of this movie,
I might have missed this. Doesn't the chestburster burst as soon as she's
going in? Yeah, as soon as she's going in, the queen goes. She pops out. She's like, what?
And I think that this movie also, you know, like we said, a lot of people don't like this one. I think that this movie also
it's
kind of...
It's not bad.
It's not.
I think this movie also kind of like furthers people's stance on Ripley being like one of the better final girls in horror history too.
Yeah.
I think that this is like an underrated performance from her.
Yeah, for sure.
Because like when you bring up this movie, they're like, oh yeah, that movie's not that good, but Ripley's good.
Like,
you know,
I love how you keep calling her Ripley.
Yeah. That's what I know her as.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver. I love her. She's so good.
Like, this movie's not terrible. Like, people make this movie out to be like,
it's
so
not
terrible.
It's not Aliens.
It's not a great movie. I think it's a good movie.
Yeah.
At least I'll say it's
like
a good movie.
Like I said, it's the black sheep, man.
But next week, however.
Okay. Yeah, next week we're gonna be knee deep in shit. Look,
I can say this. I don't think that movie is as bad as the Nightmare remake that doesn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Listen, we all know what he's talking about, but we're going along with it because it's funny.
One Nightmare remake.
Yeah.
Well, so we've already discussed the end. Overall, I mean, we gave Aliens a 10 last
We
time,
gave right? Alien and Aliens a 10.
So, I'm going to give this a mild 7.5.
I give it a 7.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think
that's
it's not mid, but it's good.
I think it's a good movie. It's not the greatest movie, but
it's a 7.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think that Alien 3 would have been a great video game.
Yeah.
Like the plot, just like it's an isolated planet.
Yeah.
It's a prison.
It'd be a good survival horror game.
Alien Isolation vibes.
Yeah.
Sure.
They straight up could have done like an Alien Isolation like DLC that was all about Alien 3. That'd be cool. That'd be cool as fuck.
Lit. But,
fam.
Anything else to say before I give the ending spiel?
I didn't really I forgot about the facts again, like the trivia.
That's fine.
So, I don't know. I'll have to start remembering to do that.
We'll be a bit more calm and collected the next episode.
Yes, we've been not too off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we've kind of threw this episode together.
But before we say goodbye, if you guys are enjoying what you're hearing, we do have a Patreon for the SlashCast Podcast Network. Link is in the episode description. But if you want to type it in right now, it's SNC Network at Patreon.com. Or Patreon.com/SNC Network.
Yeah.
Follow us on our socials. WCBT W, fuck! I'm so stupid.
You're gonna
WF.
Have to
I already
that,
know. I've already changed it once. I changed
WFBTS.
Yeah, that one. WFBTS.
It's WC.
We're all fucked up.
WCBTS. Yeah, there you go.
Just I don't
and then
know.
Our Facebook isn't really active, but I do post there occasionally. It's We Came From Beneath the Sea. So is our Instagram. I've been posting there again recently.
Yep.
That about does it. We'll be back next week with Alien Resurrection.
Alien
Unfortunately.
Or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah, but until then, this has been We Came From Beneath the Sea, and be kind, be safe. Stay
spooky. Kind, rewind.
Bye.
Sayonara.
See ya.